Jill, I'm sorry. I never expected this to happen.
It's all right, Carmine. It's nothing to be ashamed of. I thought it was kind of funny.
Funny? Funny? I wasn't trying to be funny.
Don't get excited. This is very good practice for me. For when I get married.
Boy, you can be in a good sport about it, Cheryl.
Well, it was nothing, that's all.
It was nothing?
Hey, Carmine, you can tell me I'm a cop.
What happened? I didn't expect you to home so early.
I can see that. What happened?
Nothing.
Look, it's not what you think it is.
Yeah.
I think it's illegal.
What happened?
Nothing. Carmine was giving me a dance lesson. He did the splits and ripped his pants. I was sewing them up for him.
You mind if I put my pants on now? It's getting a little drafty here, huh?
No, go ahead.
There you go, Carmine. Well. Now, don't you two feel stupid, huh? I'd like to hear you say it.
I feel stupid.
I feel stupid.
You don't have to say it.
Now, what are you two doing back so early? I thought you went to see Son of Flubber.
Yeah, well, Norman wanted to see it real bad. I mean, it did get good reviews. But we were on our way over in the patrol car when the radio started going beep, 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 and he has to go on duty. It's an emergency.
Oh. Yeah, my chief wants Chinese food.
Well, I'll see you at the lamp meeting tomorrow.
Okay.
Wait a minute. What lamp?
Tell her what lamp is.
Oh, you see, sure, LAMP stands for Ladies Auxiliary Milwaukee Police. It's a new program to develop lady cops, and the volunteers are going to help us in our police work. Laverne's going to fit in great. Right in that program?
I'd fit in, Norman. I'd love to volunteer. I'd be perfect.
I gotta go. You know, I'm sorry about the movie tonight.
It's okay.
Hey, how about One for the Road, huh? You know, I'm a cop and it's a crazy, gaga world out there, huh?
Yeah, well, you'll call me when you need me.
Bye, Norman.
I was just trying to point out how qualified I am to be a lamp.
You're too little to be a lamp.
Maybe it could be a nightlight.
Well, thank you very much for that vote of confidence.
I know you, Cheryl. You'd go down and try out, and in 5 minutes, before you even get wet under the arms, you'd leave.
No, I wouldn't. I swear I wouldn't. I've changed. I love to sweat. Mm-hmm. Please, please, I want to do my civic duty. Please talk to Norman. I want to be a lamp. Please, 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 Laverne, please.
All right, you can come down tomorrow and try. But this is very important to Norman. I mean, he's in charge, and, well, you know, he ain't exactly the pride of the precinct. So I want you to promise me, cross your heart, hope to die, stick a needle in your eye, that you will not quit this time.
I promise.
Yeah.
Anyway, sister, it's about time you stop thinking of me as helpless. I happen to be a very competent young woman who can handle difficult situations.
Hey, Cheryl, you sewed the legs together.
I can see that. I can handle this. I'll go get the scissors. The men in my family happen to have very tiny legs.
Want some help?
You want help? Sure.
I'm sorry, forget it. Shirley, no, she cannot be a lamp. She'll never be able to make it through the obstacle course.
Yes, she can.
So she will not be able to. It'll ruin my career. Just please don't make me do it, pal. It's no good. Don't make me do it.
But it's real important to her. Let her try it.
I'm sorry. Just
let her try it. I'll meet your mother.
For dinner?
It's a deal.
Hughes! Chief! Oh, is this... Chief, oh, what a pleasure this is to have your ladies. Say hello to my chief. He's a real American.
Hi, Chiefy.
I am so glad you came down here tonight. I got some of the best women in Milwaukee lined up for this course.
Look, Officer Hughes, I hate this plan, expecting dames to be police.
You probably think all women should be soft and sweet and feminine. No one can say that about these women.
Yeah.
Can we get on with the issues?
Yeah, fine. All right.
No, but...
I'm
Would you please calm down, please? My chief is here. You
can't... Oh, Officer Feeney reporting, sir. Later on, I'd like to have a little chat with you about some ideas I have for new uniforms. Something tough yet feminine. Something very...
Yeah! Well, take whatever you got. You'll love them.
But blue makes me look short.
You are short.
All right, ladies. Oh, attention, please. Thank you very much. We're about ready to begin the course now. Shirley, would you go home, please?
No, I won't go home. Did you talk like a woman? Just pay attention.
All right, fine. Now, this is your obstacle course. We try to recreate an actual life-saving situation. And this is your victim, Ira. Ladies, Ira has just been mugged. Your job is to catch the mugger and drag Ira to safety. First, you must drag him across this pool. Then you carry Ira over here, climb the mountain with him, bring him down here, hand him to the guard. Then you chase the mugger and rummage through this junk pile. Upon doing that, you come over here to this fire escape. Climb the fire escape. After that mugger, you've got to get that mugger.
What is
this? Fine, we'll talk later. Now, and then you must come over here, climb this drain pipe, and ring the bell at the top. Once you've done that, you've passed the course and caught the mugger.
Go with him.
Now, later on, we're going to give you a chance to run through it. But remember, when you have the final exam, you're only going to have 40 seconds to ring the bell and catch the mugger. Okay? Now, who wants to go first? Any volunteers? Anybody at all? Come on, don't be shy.
How about the little one?
Happy to oblige.
Now, let me get this straight. I take Ira across the pool. Do I take my purse with me?
Put your purse down. All right,
there's my wallet in there, so would you watch? Okay, here we go. Yes, sir. Bobby.
Laverne, wait a second now. I need you for this program, Laverne.
Let her go. I told you, Hughes, women should be barefoot and pregnant. This is men's work.
Barefoot and pregnant? I'll give you barefoot and pregnant.
That's my stove.
All right, that did it.
house! Oh, come on, get out of here! And don't come back no more!
Wait a minute, wait a minute. Maybe we can capture that rage. He'd be perfect for the villain.
Yeah.
Yes!
Yes! I'll be perfect!
You don't have to yell at people to get them to listen.
What should I do? Hit him or punch him? That's what I'll do.
Well, you talk nice to people, they'll listen nice.
Sure.
Hey, here comes Laverne. Now, be pleasant to her. You'll be surprised at the results.
Laverne, sweetheart.
Later, Pop. I'm looking for Shirley.
Where you going?
She probably has a very good reason for running. Now, just ask her nicely.
Sweetheart.
Terry says she's in the bathroom.
That's it! No more! Only punching and yelling from now on.
Cheryl, are you all right? It's me. Come on out. Look, it's a tough test. Lots of people will do crummy in it.
What's going on? You came all the way over here because you thought I was upset about that silly corn?
Oh, that's sweet. Oh, I love the way you're bouncing back like that. Come on, let's go finish the test.
No, 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 no.
What? No, no.
I've decided I don't want to be a lamp. I just don't want to be a lamp. I'm not lamp material.
Well, couldn't you decide that before you make Norman look bad? Now, you promised me that you were not going to quit.
I'm not quitting. I'm not quitting. I just decided that I don't want to do it anymore. Listen, any girl who can run that course in 40 seconds or less has to be some sort of freak of nature anyway.
I just did it.
Call me a freak of nature.
Call me a freak of
Listen,
nature.
Listen, I'm in a good mood, so I
Calling may keep... me a freak. Well, you know what you are. You're nothing good at belly cream puff.
A lot of cheese.
Cream puff! Cream puff! I'll have you know that cream puffs don't have bellies!
Okay, that's it!
All right, go at them.
Jump! Down! Now I feel good.
You're a young girl. You're in love with a gymnasium. But this gymnasium doesn't love you. So you must try to push yourself up on Jim. Pull yourself up on Jim. You must love Jim. You must want Jim. You must... Yeah, wait a minute, wait a minute. It ain't working for me. It ain't working.
Nah, it's Stinko from here, too. Look, maybe it would help if she got naked. Just a shirt. Just a shoe. We need some skin, Laverne.
There's nothing happening. You're making a shambles out of my apartment.
Revenge of the Angry Roommate, a sequel.
Maybe, but...
Genius at work, Ann.
Handle this, please.
What's the matter, Cheryl? You don't feel very good, huh?
I got a headache.
Oh, you poor thing. You have a headache. Probably because you're in love with a gymnasium.
Yeah. What
a
gymnasium. You must fight yourself. You must pull yourself out.
Guys, take this out. We'll do it another time, okay?
I'm trying to get some hallway shots.
Okay, good.
What I don't have in strength, I make up for with what I lack up here.
Is going to eat.
I apologize for what I said. And you were right, I am a cream puff. That wasn't my 37th chin-up.
Aw, go on.
No, I couldn't even do one. I'm no good at anything.
Oh, come on, Cheryl. Nobody's good at everything. I mean, you're pretty. You're smart. You're clean. Spotless. Don't understand why you wanted to be a lamb so bad in the first place. Was it just because I was doing it?
No. Joseph, for once in my life, I wanted to be good at something athletic. You've always been real good at those things, running and jumping and skinning your knee, all that fun stuff.
You never wanted to do any of that stuff. You hated scabs.
No, my family wouldn't allow me to have scabs. I wanted to have scabs, though. But everybody always thought of me as neat Shirley, clean Shirley.
Girly Shirley, chicken Shirley, Shirley the squirt.
Stop it! Stop it!
You remember that summer I went to Y Camp when we were 14 and you had to stay home to go to summer school?
Oh, yeah. I flunked marching band.
Yeah, well, you had more fun than me. That was the worst summer of my entire life.
Right, you told me you had a great time except for the part when you got poison Zumac.
The poison Zumac was the best part. Oh, sure, I was great when it came to arts and crafts. I brought home those 16 lanyards and that replica of the Last Supper done in macaroni.
Yeah, I remember that. That was delicious.
But then it came time for sports. When they choose up teams, Laverne, what are you picked?
Oh, first. I'm usually a captain. Well, me or Terry Butterfuco, we're both real good at it. And them.
Dead last. They used to have fist fights to see which team would end up with me.
Yeah, but I told you why that is. I told you, it's very hard to hit a ball with your eyes closed, and that's what you do.
Well,
you
no, do
you
I don't
pick
have
it up
my...
and go like this.
It's all right, one humiliation piled upon the next. That wasn't the end of the disgrace, you know, Laverne.
It was more.
You know what position I played in softball?
Right field.
Deep roving right field. They invented the position for me. That summer for 2 weeks, I played softball knee-deep in Lake Chawanga.
Come on, Joe, I can't take this. You're breaking my heart.
Once in all that time, the ball came out to me. You know what happened?
Please say that you caught it.
It sunk to the bottom of the lake. They made me pay for it with my candy money.
Choose up teams, you're first.
No, that's not good enough. That's not good enough. I want to pass this obstacle course. Please, I want to win something athletic. Oh, please, Laverne, please help me. Please.
You want to be a winner?
Yes.
Okay, then you're going to be a winner, and I'm going to help you.
Okay.
Remember, hit that wall on a run.
I can do that wall.
Knock me through the tires.
I can do those tires.
Get a good grip on the rungs of that ladder.
I can do the rungs of that ladder.
And shinny up this rope.
I can't do the rope. I never did the rope. I never got it, and I can't do it.
Oh! Now remember, just what makes that little old man think he can move all the other trees? And an ant can't move. That mean you'll try?
We'll try.
Okay, Trainee Feeney, you've got 40 seconds to ring that bell.
Now go make them ants proud of you, okay?
Are you ready? On your marks. Get set. Go!
Go!
I knew she did. I knew she did.
Crime begins with the young, Laverne. Halt there! Halt you! Halt!